Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Did BP know there were problems with the Deepwater Horizon rig before it failed?
Straightforward question. Did the industry mislead government?
David Gregory questioning BP's managing director on Meet the Press.
I don't think so. This is a very unusual failure. We need to find out why.
But BP engineers reported there were problems with the well casing and the blowout preventer last June. Worst case scenario, they said, the metal casing could collapse and cause a leak. Sounds like the worst case scenario is the case that we got. So let's ask that question again, Mr. Gregory.
Did the industry mislead government?
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, Tuesday, June 1st, and I imagine that we're going to be looking into the questions surrounding a BP and what was intentional and what was a mistake.
Tough questions for BP, and the Justice Department is down in the region taking a look at the situation. But let's check the morning's top news stories. The man U.S. officials call Al-Qaeda's chief operating officer has been killed in a missile strike. It's the voice of the man in question. It's Mustafa al-Yazid. He's al-Qaeda leader in Afghanistan, the number three man and one of the founders of the group. Al-Qaeda confirms al-Yazid was killed by a missile strike in Pakistan's tribal areas in the last two weeks. American officials say it's a significant blow because Yazid had a hand in everything from al-Qaeda's finances to operational planning and was the group's main link to Osama bin Laden.
Two more ships are getting ready to set sail from Turkey to challenge Israel's blockade of Gaza. This comes as the United Nations Security Council called this morning for an impartial investigation into the Israeli commando raid, which killed nine activists yesterday. As international condemnation mounts, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled today's trip to the White House and returned to Israel.
They deliberately attacked the first soldiers who came on the ship. They were mobbed. They were clubbed. They were beaten, stabbed. There was even a report of gunfire.
Israel has blockaded Gaza since the militant group Hamas came to power 3 years ago. We'll try to talk more about that in about a half hour. The oil spill in the Gulf now covers some 60,000 square miles. Robot submarines are now in position to use razor-like wire that's studded with little bits of diamonds. They're going to cut the leaking wellhead and then cap it with a containment valve. But documents released over the weekend show BP was having trouble with this rig even before it exploded. Joining us now is Ian Urbina. He's the national correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Ian, Congressman Ed Markey says the company was either lying or incompetent. Do these documents give us an indication of which it was?
I think what they give an indication of is that the company was, at the very least, less than forthcoming when they testified to Congress.
When they said that they didn't realize there was going to be any safety problems, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, the company had emphasized the problems as though they were only occurring in the months before. The documents show that the problems were pretty severe and far earlier, even a year and a half before.
Okay, Ian Urbina, we're going to talk more about this in just a moment.
Iraq's Supreme Court has ratified the results, finally, of the nation's March 7th parliamentary election, officially declaring the secular Sunni-backed alliance as the vote's biggest winner. AIG's board has rejected a plan to sell its Asian life insurance arm to Prudential. A $35 billion deal would have provided the first major bailout repayment. AIG is owned by the U.S. government.
And BP shares have fallen more than 15% since the top kill plan to plug the oil leak failed over the weekend. Let's look at the markets. Asian and European markets are down, and futures are too. The Dow starts at 10,136, the S&P at 1,089. The NASDAQ will open at 2,257. We're going to be talking later this hour about lunch break and work life. Do you take a lunch break? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE with your story. Do you eat your sandwich at your computer? Let us know.
Productivity gains has meant the lunch break has really gone down the tubes. Does returning the lunch break, is it important for worker morale? You can tell us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, BP and the Gulf Oil Gusher.